This is the maturing part of the church. I receive some. Only a remnant going to mature. But I'm going to do my level best to prepare you for anything. That you will know how to move in the Spirit and receive from the Spirit yourself. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Now this is how I am. I'll train you and develop you. Whatever you have to deal with, you'll know how to deal with it, all right?
Thank you.
I'll let them sow because I don't want them to miss some of the things that I'm going to say tonight. Father, we thank you tonight that you have permitted us to come together, come in your presence. We come to grow closer to you and have a better understanding of what you want us to do. Each person in the sound of my voice, may their ears be open to hear, their hearts to receive, and their mind to understand. Thank you that your word will go forth. It'll go forth alive and it'll produce. It'll change. It'll cause growth. And we thank you each person will grow in this service tonight. We be careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Philippians chapter 1. I was reading the scriptures. And a term or a aspect of the believer's life jumped out on me from the scriptures. And I saw it was a bridge that could be built that we can function more efficiently in the things of God. So the term supply the spirit going to be in this verse. And I want you to write down tonight keeping or how to keep a full supply of the Spirit. So it's so important because the whole kingdom, the whole world of God operates by the Spirit. And you can't substitute it, you know, you can't even substitute it with scriptures. It has to be the Holy Spirit is in charge.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes.
And so I want to read here in Philippians 1. 19, and I added verse 20 because they talked about what effect that the Spirit has on expectation, hope, and giving one the opportunity in their lifetime to be a witness and magnify the Lord Jesus. So in the 19th verse, Paul said, and he was in a condition here that he needed deliverance, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation. Through your prayer, and that's why God caught it, and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You see it?
Yes, sir.
And the supply. Now, you have to understand what supply means, right?
Right.
What? What supply mean? Another word for it is what? What?
Provision.
Okay. What else? A provision of the flow of the Spirit. Now, we have to understand we're dealing with not something normal here when we talk about a supply of the Spirit, because we're talking about someone has said, seeing the invisible and doing the impossible.
Amen.
See, that's what the supply of the Spirit is really for you to live on another level. Immaturity is a beast when it comes down to the spirit world, because that's what Satan looking for, somebody who say they're a Christian who are immature in the spirit. So we have to see to it that you have the proper lining in the spirit. We got a lot of false doctrine. You got a lot of things going on now in the secular world. I was just talking my daughter took my grandson off of something on his phone. He took it off because there are things that appear, but you can't trace them.
Right. Right. Right.
They appear and they disappear.
Right.
So the world know, you see, because mama might want to check it or daddy might want to check it, but the kids see it, it gone like a ghost. So we parents going to have to be wise in order to protect ourselves as well as our children. So, and you see the 20th verse here, according to my honest expectation and my hope, you got to have that, that in nothing I should be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ should be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Now, two other scriptures don't seem to be relative, but yet they keep grabbing my spirit to look at them. Philippians 4:19. And I have in maturing, the voice of my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches, all your needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus, doesn't it? Yes. Philippians 4:19. Yes, but immatured in the supply of the Spirit, you always gonna be dependent on somebody else's God. Notice Paul didn't say your God. Because Paul had some experience on his belt, so he knew God. And so an individual has to grow enough in the Spirit and get a great enough supply in the Spirit so they can say. Yeah, not Apostle God, not Pastor God, not my mama God, not my grandma God, but my God. I have a personal supply myself. You got that? See, I thought to see that my God shall supply all my needs. So when it becomes your God, because you can't really trust the other person fully. That's why you got to grow for yourself. Now, another thing he says in the 19th verse, go back to you at Philippians 1:19, by your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. See, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your, and salvation, that means deliverance, because he already said it, through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, prayer has something to do with the supply of the Spirit.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay.
How many of y'all would agree with that?
Yes, sir.
I believe that an individual who pray is going to have a greater supply than a person who do not pray.
Amen.
Y'all agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Whether you agree with it or not, look in Ephesians 6:18.
Yes, sir.
I'll try to get you to agree, but whether you agree or not, you see Ephesians 6:18, those two verses kept dealing with me in studying this lesson, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Now, you know, I don't have no Greek or Hebrew to back me up, but supplication here is an indication that a supply can be picked up, you see. Praying, he said it twice, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. You know, I say supplication was something like a shopping list at one time. Now, let's begin to walk through this. Let's start with point one here. I want you, I'm going to ponder this thing. Having or receiving the proper supply of the Spirit to operate in the law of the Spirit of life. Having or receiving the proper supply of the Spirit to operate in the law of the Spirit of life. Now, I've read Philippians 1:19, talking about the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, that law is in Romans 8:2. Turn to Romans 8:2. That law is in Romans 8:2. Then I'm going to give some steps of how to function in that law with a proper supply of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
See. And you know we're talking about supply of the Spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Now, this is a powerful, this is the Bible. This is the whole Bible right here. This is, this determines how you're going to come out. Verse 2 of Romans 8. You know, Romans 8 is a life chapter.
Yes, sir.
But it's a life in the Spirit chapter. Because
yes,
it talks about the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead in 8 and 11.
Right.
8:14, it talks about being led by the Spirit. 8:16, it talks about the Spirit bearing witness with my spirit. All this come through the supply.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now here in Romans 8:2, what it says? Now, when it talks about the supply of the Spirit, There in Romans 8:2, that supply has to be in place to operate in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You see that? See, you cannot operate in spiritual laws, lack of sufficient supply of the Spirit. I mean, you see, you can't operate in spiritual laws. You can't operate in spiritual laws by the flesh. And so you're going to need to operate in the law of the Spirit because your enemy operating in a spirit realm. And you're going to take the Spirit of God to stop the spirit of the enemy. What the Bible said in Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against, go ahead, turn there. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Go to naming them now. Power, spirit of the wicked, ruler of the darkness. All right? So the supply of the Spirit will enable you to always conquer the enemy. No matter what your circumstances are, no matter what you're dealing with, you know because that law is operating in you and you got a sufficient supply to operate in that law, do the invisible, see the invisible, and do the impossible. Are you following me? Now, I'm setting you up because when you talk about in Romans 8:2, you talk about the law of the Spirit of life, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. There are certain, to do that, you will have to know how, you listening?
Yes, sir.
To yield to the Spirit of truth. So there's a supply of divine truth that comes through the Spirit. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, Jesus thought this was important, the Spirit of truth.
Right. Yes, sir.
And we're going to go through three texts. And then he said something about the Spirit, some different things about the Spirit of truth, that if we're going to operate in a full supply of the Spirit, we're going to have to know about this Spirit of truth. I think all these other ones I'm going to take, the Spirit of faith, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of wisdom, revelation, all the other aspect of the Spirit, is getting us ready to operate in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the law of faith. Are you following me?
Yes.
And so it take you to another realm of living. What I say?
Yes.
I see some of y'all not going
to
talk to me.
Yes,
it take you where?
Yes.
Yeah, even though the realm is invisible, but you have, for lack of a better word, invisible antennas. You have the right to go into the invisible. And you have a right to, you know, we talk about praying, we talk about asking and thanking in Ephesians 3:20. But there's a word that the Spirit of God said to me that the right supply of the Spirit causes people to come to the point to claim. I'm not asking for nothing. I come to give of mine. So when you back, we're going to go to another scripture in a few minutes. We're going to go to the Spirit of truth. But let's back now to Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing. Now that term spiritual has blessed, past tense. So some of us live like it's not so. And all it is pointing out your immaturity.
Amen. Yes, sir. Got it. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, sir.
Because if you're immature, there's certain things the Spirit can't say to you.
Right.
Even if he says, you're not going to understand it.
That's right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so the supply of the Spirit is so important because the spiritual blessings function in the supply of the Spirit. I don't have to see it.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, sir.
I don't have to feel it.
Right. Yes, sir.
And then there's a certain growth in the supply of the Spirit You move from believing to knowing. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
And when you know something is rightfully yours, nobody, no circumstance, don't care how it look, can't talk you out of it. You stand right there. I'm not moving until it show up. Because you have a divine right to claim it. See? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's see what Jesus said. Jesus emphasized, I know it's going to take the spirit of truth to operate in the spirit of faith. I know it's going to take the spirit of truth and the spirit of faith to operate in the spirit of wisdom and revelation. I know it's going to take all of them to operate in the spirit of life, we read in Romans 8, 2.
Yes, sir.
So let's look at three opening, and Jesus was teaching in John's gospel, chapter 14. Are you with me, Clarence?
Yes,
John's gospel, chapter 14. Going to look at two verses there. The 14:16. Look what he said. Jesus talking. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another what? That's the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes,
that he may abide with you forever. Well, I see, Lord. You see, I'm going to stop here. I'm going somewhere, but I'm going to stop there. Another comforter. Now, the Holy Ghost is a person. But he do have an influence. And he is energy. And he is fuel.
Yes.
And if you have a proper supply of the Spirit, you can operate in a divine comfort.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That means everything going haywire around you, but it's not bothering you because you know.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
So even the supply now, I won't stop that. The supply determine how you're going to come out. See, the supply has something to do with your communion with the Holy Ghost and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. So here it says, I want you to listen. Very kind, I want you to underline because we're going to see it three times now in verse 17.
Yes,
three times in verse in chapter 15 and chapter 16. Jesus, so Jesus said this three times in three different ways about the Holy Spirit. He said, even the Spirit of what?
Truth.
The Spirit of truth. Now we could park there and talk about what the truth mean. The truth mean that facts and feeling don't mean nothing. If you got the truth, you stand on the truth, you're going to change the fact, you're going to change the feeling, you're going to change everything else. Truth can change anything. Truth change. It might be a fact that on my right elbow I got a big lump. It might be a fact, but truth said, with Jesus' stripe I'm healed. And so the supply of the Spirit, yeah, here we go. Give you somewhere else to look. Are you following me? Because that's why Christians get whipped at looking at the outside. And they're not matured enough to trust the Spirit to bring an anointing or bring an insight to bring deliverance. Now watch what he says now. Even the Spirit of truth, what he says, whom the world cannot receive. What that mean? Well, he said, for God so loved the world, he gave him up because whosoever believeth. What do you mean? Whom the world cannot receive. That's those who rejected the truth. Resist the truth. I tried to talk to two young white boys the other day, stopped by my house. I tried to talk to them, and I had them going, and I had one about to accept Jesus. And when I said Jesus, he said, oh, no. That spirit came out. So he messed the other one up because the other one was about to pray. I said, you ready to pray? He said, oh, no, we got to go. We in a hurry. I said, I'll see y'all. I pushed it as far as I could. They couldn't receive because they want the world. So the world cannot receive because it sees him not. Neither know him. Now watch what he said. But ye know him. For he dwelleth with you. Watch what I'm finna do. Watch what I'm about to say. And he is in you. I didn't say what the scripture said. See, you sitting there, you think I said exactly what the scripture said. I didn't say what the scripture said. Because we in a different dispensation. Jesus was teaching us something about to come. You already there. He's already in you. See? So that truth is in you. And that truth supply you the ability to function in another realm. Christians are falling by the thousand. They're falling under pressure. They don't know how to get out. Because you can't get out by religion. You have to get out and stay out by revelation. So this supply of the Spirit is important, isn't it? I like that term, the supply of the Spirit. Supply of the Holy Ghost. I'm not even talking about the fruit or the gifts now. I'm talking about the supply because he got it all. All right? So now here Jesus, one time, Jesus said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, so the world can't live like you. But I have received. No, ain't no but I can receive. I have received. See? But if I don't recognize the value or the doors that have been opened for me because I'm a child of God in the Spirit, if I have a religious spirit, I'm unrestful just like the rest who can't receive it. So it could be I have somebody that I'm not relating to make me different. Yes, sir. Because we should be speeding. Walking away from cases where people say, child, I don't know what I'm going to do. I say, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to yield to the Spirit of God. And God going to give me a secret, a mystery, a pathway, an insight, an understanding, a wisdom that I can walk on because I'm his child. But God can't relate to me in the flesh. God got to come through my spirit. So I need a full supply of the Spirit all the time. Supply, supply, say supply. Supply, 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 say it. Supply, supply, supply. Say it. Supply, supply. I need a supply of the Spirit. Nothing can defeat me when I get my full supply of the Spirit. See? Now, the last contest you lost, the last challenge you lost in your life was because you didn't consult the Spirit enough to supply you with the strength to overcome that thing. Well, listen to me. That is already defeated. As far as the Holy Ghost is concerned, everything that is against you in your life is already defeated. Let me show you how to do it. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Now we go to the religious acrobats and go to church and say a few chants and sing a little praise. But all that is to groom you for the Spirit. To groom you to trust the Holy Ghost. Say, I trust the Holy Ghost. In every endeavor. No matter what it is. That's the supply of the Spirit. That's our cutting edge. That's why we're different. Not the supply of emotion. Not the supply of feeling. Not the supply of somebody calling me on the telephone. Is that I know how to function and yield and cooperate with the Holy Spirit in partnership. He specializes in infirmities. He specialized in weaknesses. He said, so ooh, I could really use you. You don't know that, he said? You don't know how to handle? Good God, am I you the point I'm looking for? I really can use you. Because you're not going to bring your program and put it on the plate. You're going to eat off my plate. You see it? Huh? Now, let me get ahead of myself a little bit. Go to John 15. Let me get ahead of myself a little bit. I want to prep you for this. The supply of the Spirit will come to you by hearing, seeing, and believing.
Yes, sir.
You have to know how to switch hearing. Switch seeing, and if I said believing on the end, I was wrong. Understanding. Third one was understanding. Switch understanding. You have to learn how to switch from leaning on your own understanding, or religious understanding, or church folks' understanding, and let the supply of the Spirit give you the real understanding. Right? So hearing, seeing, and understanding. We'll get to that. All right, let's go to John 15. John 15. We're talking about how to keep a full supply of the Spirit. In John 16 now, 15, verse 26, Jesus teaching again.
Yes, sir.
He's saying it over and over again.
Yes, sir.
How important, necessary, is having an understanding of the Spirit of truth.
Right.
Say the Spirit of truth.
Spirit.
Everything else is a lie. The grace that has been put in place for you called every lying thing that say you're not going to make it, or you're defeated, or you got to stay at a certain level. The grace that have been deposited in your name by Christ dying and Christ rising. Well, okay, the crucifixion, the ascension, the glorification, and the seated position is where all your power comes from. So that which is vexing you now is vexing you by permission. Or if it's not vexing you by permission, it's vexing you by omission. Refusing to use the tool. Not able to use the sword of the Spirit because you don't have enough supply of the Spirit to use the sword of the Spirit. So you out there putting out scriptures that are not the sword of the Spirit. You can't get a rammer because you don't have a deposit slip for the rammer. But as you, as you yield to the supply of the Spirit, it increases your supply of grace. It increases your space of freedom. Sit down, write that down. It increases your space of freedom. Say, Apostle said, if I yield to the Spirit of good supply, it's going to increase my space of freedom. Now, the truth we're told in here tonight, some of y'all need a bigger space of freedom. In your health, in your finances, in your relationship, joy, peace, all those is a greater space of freedom. Are you following me? You see, look at me, John. A greater space. You listen to me? A greater space of freedom. The supply of the Spirit have you free, surrounded by people who are in bondage. They're not seeing what you're seeing. They're not hearing what you're hearing. They're not understanding what you're understanding. Why I'm not more comfortable in my life? Supply of the Spirit. Why all this what is trauma? Trauma and trouble and tribulation in my life. When Jesus said, come unto me, all you that live here, and I'll give you rest. Yeah. Take my, what? My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Why I got to keep praying about all this all night long to get one little doggone thing straight? Why I just can't talk to it and tell it? This is where you get off at. Because this supply of the Spirit produces something called boldness. Most of y'all ain't happy. Yeah, I know it's heavy, but most of y'all not happy. Y'all not happy. You're faking it. You're not happy because you can't. Up. Some of y'all tormented. And it doesn't mean you're not a good person. But there's some places you're trying to get in life don't seem to open the door. That's what we're here for tonight. See? So you had to pay attention. You got to listen to me. You see what I'm saying? Huh? And these supplies of spirit, the spirit of truth is a spirit that sets you free from living normal. Living natural. Don't let Satan tell you nothing not going to happen in your life you want to happen. Answer him to know you lying dog. You ain't going to hold me in this place. I'm going somewhere else. Why? Because I'm flowing in a spirit that have a force. When I'm in the spirit, what I can't take, the spirit make it for me. Because this is a creative spirit. Oh, Christian, come on, sit down a minute. 15:26. Ready? Let's read. But when the Comforter is come, all right, hold up, right there. Let's jump ahead of this. You can put you in footnote somewhere. The Comforter has come. So you got to read this right. All right. Yeah, because you say, well, I'm waiting. I'm going to get my supply when he comes. No, he here. Tell somebody he here. Just say like, he here. I ain't say he is here. I say, yeah. Correct my English. I don't ask you to correct nothing. I know what I'm saying. I know why I said it like that. But when the Comforter is come, so we know he's here, right? Whom I will send unto you from the Father, so we know where he came from. Now look what he called him again. Now you remember the first time we called him what? Even the Spirit of Truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. All right. Where he proceeded from?
The Father.
All right, I'm gonna give you a scripture to go along with that. Huh? I'm going to give you a scripture to go along with it. I'm going to give you a scripture that's going to work better for you now. Matthew's 4:4.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Man should not live by bread alone that proceeded, but that proceeded has to connect with this proceeded.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
You see, that spirit that proceeded from the Father is the spirit that turns the word into the soul of the spirit. If the word is not turned into the soul of the spirit with a supply of the spirit, it can't cut.
Wow.
It can't change. But you got it, right? You know the Spirit of God already in you, right? Now you're going to yield to him flowing supplies in you to show you things you can't see, enable you to do things you can't do. And you're going to start living a life that is unquestionable and not fully understandable unless the person in the spirit. Now, two people in the spirit don't have no problem with progress. But a religious person and a person progressing in the spirit, they're going to have a conflict. Why? Because they don't know what you're doing. You yielding. See, it's all about yielding. See, the work already done. If I know how to yield, the work already done. The victory already won. All I got to do is yield. So the Spirit teach me how to yield. See, sit down. 1 Corinthians 2. We're coming back to get the third spirit of truth. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. Then there's a lesson in Matthew 13 on the same thing. Now this authority, if you don't understand, verse 9 is in one realm and verse 10 is in another realm.
Right.
What realm you going to live in? Verse 9 is one realm, verse 10 is another realm. The supply of the Spirit puts you in the right realm. Now look, but it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them to love him. Listen to what it says, three things: seeing, hearing, and understanding. So it must have more than one dimension of seeing.
That's right.
I can't hear you.
Yes,
more than one dimension of hearing.
Yes,
more than one dimension of understanding.
Yes,
right? There's three things.
Yes,
hearing,
yes,
seeing,
yes,
and understanding.
Yes, sir.
Now, in some of my little paper I jot on that, you got to know how to switch.
Right.
Switch your hearing from normally hearing things. Because all you're going to do when you hear normal mostly is hear a bad report.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you know how to dial your channel,
right,
and get that right signal from the Spirit,
on,
in that voice that look like a bad report, you see promotion. Because when God get through with this thing, I'm going to be on top. I'm going to be in another place. I know how to handle this. I saw this demon before. So you have to mature in your hearing, in your seeing, and in your understanding. And only the Holy Spirit can do that for you. See. You stop seeing just in the natural. See in the Spirit. Stop hearing just natural report. I mean, if you watch TV right now, you don't know whether you're from Russia or whether you're from the United States. You don't know what's going to happen. But I know what's going to happen. Because I'm seeing another, you got people right now having heart attacks. That news, they don't know why they had that heart attack, but that news and this, all this stuff going on, and you ain't got no other world to look to. Man, it'll drive you plumb crazy. But when you know who in control. See, I told you the other day, and I'm going to get my lesson. I set a cross in the midst of the White House. In the midst of the governor mansion, in the midst of the sheriff office, in the midst of the chief police office, in the midst of the mayor office, I set in my prayer time, I set a cross. And I said, anything that don't operate with this cross, wipe it out. Somebody in trouble. I got it right. I live here. I got it right. So I ain't gonna be setting my word myself. Now the 10th verse. Look at the 10th verse. See, it's a switch. You see the word reveal, spirit. Yeah. So he said, but God. Now I've heard people preach on this, but God. Huh? But God. It's a powerful word, but God. But God said, I don't care what things look like. I don't care what. I don't care what the 680 people say, but God said. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. See, that's the supply of the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. So the supply of the Spirit, by the supply of his Spirit, and the supply of the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. Then you can go on. You should look in the 14th verse, the natural man received not the things of God. So, I mean, in order, you come here to study the Bible, you can study the Bible in the spirit.
Right, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't study the Bible in your headache or your pain or what you're going through. You can't come here and put God on a rack with the rest of these position that can't help you. You have to know who you're serving. You have to be bold. You got to have confidence. You know you got to have, you got to understand I have access. Boldness. To declare and decree when things look like they're not going right. The Spirit will help you. Let me hurry. Look, turn to. Let's go to John 16 now, because each time he's stepping it up more. He tells us a little more about the Holy Spirit. I really love this because if you don't have the supply of the Spirit, you're stuck in verse 12, 16 and 12. John 16 and 12. How many of y'all stuck in John 16 and 12? See, the supply, if you don't yield to the supply of the Spirit, you can't handle what God has to say.
See.
This is not trigonometry. It's not geometry. It's very simple. It's the Spirit. See, I have many saints that's immature Christian. And some of y'all like that. Some of y'all in this building right now, because you're going through the motion and you're here, but God working on you. There's so much more for you. God loves you. He wants you to have a strong fellowship with him. He wants you to know you don't have to stay in them tight spots. God will give you a wider space of grace. How many of y'all ready to receive it? I said something. I don't know what I said earlier. One of my daughters, I saw a look on her face. She caught that thing, boy. She made an expression. She caught it. That's what I want you. I want you to catch it. I don't want to go through the motion here. I don't want to leave my home, come here to talk to you, and you just wasting my time, and you're not going to apply this stuff and not really see how powerful you are in the Spirit. How powerful you are in the Spirit. Because you're born of God's Spirit, and the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you, and you're a powerful being, but you got to activate it. You got to access it. You got to apply it. You got to appropriate it. Your enemy is a spirit. He's a fallen angel. And he got many demons with him. And he don't care how much you pray if you're not in the Spirit. He don't care how much you read if you're not in the Spirit. Lord, but when you get in the Spirit, it says, when a strong man arm keepeth his pattern, but when a stronger than he. When you're in the Spirit, you become the stronger one. You strip him of what he got. Take your hand off my child. Take your hand off of my life. Take your hand off of my body. Take your hand off of my prayer request. Blocking my answer. Great is he that's in me than you. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm from somewhere else. What you gonna do with these first 40, 45 minutes I've talked to you? What you gonna do with this? Why would you sit here in the same position? Thinking the same way what have been imparted to you? Why are you gonna let Satan condemn you that you can't operate in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus? See? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You have to, when you leave out here tonight, you have to know you're different.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Something happened to me. Shoot, I ain't putting up with that no more. Maturing, you're maturing. I want you to mature. You understand what I'm saying? Mature, mature. Say mature. Maturing in the supply of the Spirit. That's it. You can't, you mean you can't go no higher than that. You understand? Huh? Through prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Supply of the Spirit. Now supply of the Spirit, all other things, gifts of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit, the armor of the Spirit, all other spiritual things come in that supply. Let's look in John's even for a minute. Sit down one more time. Now let's deal, verse 13, John 16, 13. Let's deal with the language. Let's bring it in the right tense. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth is come. He's here. Okay. So whatever come behind this now, and whatever he say he can do or he gonna do, he's doing it now. And boy, it's powerful what he said, because it's dealing with the hearing and speaking, seeing and showing and glorifying God. It's going to tell you how much belongs to you.
Yes, sir.
You're going to get over to the point saying that all that the Father has is mine, and I'm dumping it on you. Because you got to know, you my sister. You know Christ is your brother, right? Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I appreciate this word, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that word. I can't live without this word, man. I like God to talk to me. What about you? Talk to me. Talk. Yeah, yeah. I won't talk about all my trouble. I ain't got no trouble. I got 1 Peter 5 and 7. Y'all know what it says? Look at it. Look at it. The reason Leroy don't have no trouble is I got 1 Peter 5 and 7. When the last time you did that? When the last time you cast some of your cares on the Lord? That's what happened. You cast some of it. Some of it you believe you can handle. Man, I cast it all. I can't handle nothing. I cast all of it on the Lord. Then I'm told that he cares for me. You being evil, knowing how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give good things to them that love him? And he said, give them the Holy Ghost, because all good things are in the Holy Ghost. And it seemed good to the Holy Ghost that every child of God be blessed. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you right now. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost in reading the scripture. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost that you win. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost that your life tonight changed altitude. Seemed good to the Holy Ghost. Say, seem good to the Holy Ghost. I'm in agreement with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, you my friend.
You and I
can handle everything. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the supply of the Spirit. Now, let's see what he say about this, the Holy Ghost here.
Oh, yes, sir.
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. There, the Spirit of truth again.
Yes, sir.
Spirit of what?
Truth.
Is come. He will what? Guide you. Woo! That's the same thing as saying He will guide you into all freedom. He will guide you into all deliverance. He will guide you into all blessings. He will guide you into all promises. Now watch this. For he shall not speak of himself. Talk about the Holy Ghost. But whatsoever he shall. How many of y'all believe the Holy Ghost can hear? Spiritual thing. How many of y'all believe the Holy Ghost is an accurate hearer? How many of y'all believe the Holy Ghost don't miss nothing God said? No, he can't miss it because he's saying it. The Holy Ghost is God talking about hearing himself. Not only say, but whatsoever he hear, it says, look at it, the 13th verse, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. I just want to tell you right now, and he will show you things in another realm. He shall glorify me. You see that? That's what you designed to do. But you got to do it. You can't do it in the flesh. All right, I got to hurry because I got to show you something else. I got 10 minutes. Listen. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you all things that the Father has. Oh, Lord. What kind of car this is? All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Now, this is not a teasing lesson.
That's right. Come on, sir. That's right.
The Holy Ghost, when he says show it to you, he ain't going to show it to you and snatch it back.
Right.
The Holy Ghost is not a teaser.
Right.
When I read he shall show it to me,
right,
that means he's going to show me how to have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You know, why look at a car in a showcase turning round and round and you can't have it?
Right.
I just tell the Holy Ghost, don't show me nothing I can't have. If you're going to show it to me, help me have it. And he has over the years, he has. And sometimes you got to look a while. You got to look a while. Be faithful in your looking. Yeah, you got to look a while. Sometimes you got to look a while. You look like it, nothing not working, but keep looking. Finally, the stuff gonna stop coming out the showcase. What you've been seeing. Because now he know he can trust you. Some of y'all quit looking. Don't get discouraged. Encourage yourself. You better know God not through with you yet unless you through. Unless you thrown in the towel. Don't hang with folks who thrown in towel. When you with a group in the towel, you see a towel fly? Hit the road, because they're not going where you want to go. So, I'm not a towel thrower. I'm not gonna let nobody burden me now with all that mess. Talking about how bad it is, how they're not gonna make it, and oh man, and then you say, baby, you a Christian? Yeah, I've been serving the Lord for a long. But what? What God you been serving? God is a good God. All right, let me show you this. Go ahead, sit down. Let me show you this. I got a few minutes. Now, let me give you the statement. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh. Which one, Lord? Ooh. So I say to you first, having or receiving the proper supply of the Spirit to operate in the law of the Spirit of life, right? Then I say to you what I say to now. To do that, you will have to yield to the Spirit of truth constantly. Second thing, right? Third thing, and the spirit of faith must be released. So these are different supplies. 2 Corinthians 4:13. I don't have much time. 2 Corinthians 4:13 and think 4:16. 2 Corinthians 4:13 and 4:16. You're going to have to see the supply of the Spirit enable you to operate in the spirit of faith. We have the same spirit of faith. What did he say? Spirit of what?
Faith.
According as it's written. So you're going to have the word. Because the word is a supply of the spirit. According to John 6:63. I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. So it's believing, speaking, and having. Very, very, I say to you, whosoever shall say it to this mountain, be thou removed. See, you believe, speak it. Very, very, I say to you, whosoever shall say it to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast. He shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. What he said? He shall have whatsoever he said. So the spirit of faith is believing and speaking and having.
Yes, sir. Right. That's the spirit of faith.
Right. Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, it's also, so we move from the, because the first one I read, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, all these other ones produce that.
Right. Yes, sir.
I read it first, but all the rest, the life, the spirit of life, Romans 8:2,
right.
The spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the spirit of the law of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. The spirit of truth take you there.
Right.
The spirit of faith take you there.
Right.
The spirit of wisdom and revelation take you there. Right. The spirit of grace take you there. All the assets of the spirit take you to that law,
okay.
That you can function in that law. It's a law.
Right.
It's a law that can't be broken by no power.
Right. Yeah.
The only way that law can be broken, you break it.
Amen.
You deny it. You operate in unbelief. You try some other way than trust in God. God may use a channel, but he's the source. Quickly, 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 quickly. Matthew 13, quickly. Oh, my. I'm going to read three verses and then we're going. Lord, don't let me get stuck in either one of them. Open it up for me. All right, Matthew 13, verse 9. What? Now, what does this voice mean? Check the person next to you. They got ears? I don't believe we got no deaf person in here. Excuse me, but we do. We'll get you healed. But I believe all y'all can hear, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, on one level.
Come on, sir.
Unless you understand what he's talking about. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. He's talking about being able to hear spiritually what I'm saying. Now watch this. I'm going to go to another voice. My. Verse 13. Therefore speak I to them in parable. That's a short earthly story with a heavenly truth. You need a revelation there. Because they're seeing, see not. What? And hearing, they hear not. What? So when you see and you see not, and you hear not, you can't understand. But you can see, you can hear, you can understand. Huh? All right. You still with me? All right. Verse 17. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see. See, that's after the cross. And have not seen them. And to hear those things which you hear. And have not heard them. If Abraham was in this service tonight, he'd tear this church up. Because it's they had promissory notes. Even though they were blessed. But we're living in another era. We're living in a dispensation of grace. Everything already been paid for. The devil know it. You have to know it. He don't want you to know it. That I'm already defeated. He's not going to tell you. But by revelation, you know that temptation or attack, they are an attempt. To get you to deny your faith. I got to close, man. Luke 24. I said it, I lied. Luke 24. Because I want you, because I might not get back there. I want you, I might come back and ponder more because they got so much stuff in them.
Yeah.
But I just want tell you, this can't be, if you don't have a supply of the Spirit, Jesus could be standing right beside you with all your document for you to have what you asked for in his hand. But if you can't, oh, I see Jesus standing beside somebody now with all the documents saying, yes, this the way it's going to be. Can you see? Can you hear my voice? All the promises of God are what?
Amen.
The only thing I want to ask you, do you think there's a promise for what you're dealing with? I don't want y'all to leave me talking about we had a good Bible class. Isn't it? Let's go ahead and live it. You don't have to say nothing. Just go ahead on. Go ahead on, show them. Quickly, 24:31. Luke 24:31. Let's read it. Read it. Eyes open, scriptures open. Verse 45. Open. Stand on your feet and praise God. Open, Lord, open. Open my understanding to the supply of the Spirit. Come on, open my understanding to the supply of the Spirit. Open my eye that I can see the supply of the Spirit. Open my ear that I can hear the supply of the Spirit. Open my understanding that I can understand the supply of the Holy Ghost. Now listen, children. We got this. See, you have to study along that line. Whatever I teach you, you have to study along that line. And keep feeding on it, because I want to give you one aspect of it, but the anointing will open it in a way for you to see it,
yes, sir,
and how to go into it.
That's right.
Okay, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Did you grow in it?
Yes, sir.
Are you maybe seated? Let's receive our tithes and offerings.